By coincidence, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak fell from power on the 32nd anniversary of the demise of another U.S.-backed regime, that of the Shah of Iran. Iranian leaders welcomed the news from Egypt today as evidence that their Islamic revolution is flourishing. But opposition figures say Egypt's display of people power is just as likely to inspire anti-government forces in Iran. Here's NPR's Peter Kenyon.
As huge crowds gathered in Tehran's Azadi Square to celebrate the revolution that brought the Ayatollah Khomeini to power 32 years ago, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was only too pleased to claim kinship with the protesters in Tahrir Square. He also proclaimed a new era dawning, one in which the influence of the U.S. and Israel in the Arab and Muslim world would come to an end.
Despite the evil and complex plots, thanks to the resistance and the vigilance of nations, a new Middle East will emerge without the U.S. and Zionist regimes, and there will be no room for the arrogant in the region.
Ahmadinejad said the Islamic Revolution had remained on its true path because of the way it respected justice and human dignity. That comment was ridiculed on opposition Iranian websites, especially those associated with Iran's Green Movement, which galvanized the country with huge street protests in the summer of 2009, following elections that returned Ahmadinejad to power amid widespread claims of fraud. Analysts said Iran has in fact been walking a political tightrope on the Tunisian and Egyptian protests, on the one hand claiming them as an extension of Iran's Islamic Revolution, and on the other, strictly prohibiting all but pro-regime figures to speak out. At the anniversary celebrations shown on state television, pro-Egyptian sentiment was carefully controlled, with government officials handing out Egyptian flags to children. Opposition leader Mehdi Karoubi, meanwhile, remained under house arrest. The opposition has asked for a permit to stage a demonstration of its own in support of pro-democracy activists in Egypt and Tunisia. The request was received coolly, and so far no permit has been granted. Karoubi told the New York Times that if Iran's leaders, quote, are not going to allow their own people to protest, it goes against everything they're saying, and all they're doing to welcome the protests in Egypt is fake. It's not at all clear that Iran will have much influence on the events unfolding in Egypt, where a secular military leadership appears to be in control. World leaders are urgently calling for free, fair elections and a civilian government. Whether that's what they and the people of Egypt get is very much up in the air today. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.
This is All Things Considered.